Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. 2021 is going to be here before we know it. Well, let's hope so. And by then, maybe we'll know what the final makeup of Congress will be. Will Washington be in a gridlock, or will we see any changes that could impact your retirement? That's our topic today. The phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth, and getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. This is something that Eric has designed for retirees, and it's complimentary. Again, 800-454-1184. You can call that number to get on Eric's calendar or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, hello to you too, Luann. And of course, we're all in the turkey coma phase, right?
Right.
And it's obviously been a very different holiday for a lot of people. Maybe not going out as much, seeing as many people, and probably not doing the insanity of the big Black Friday and all that, other than just being online. And so it's been a different year, and of course we were coming up on the last month here of the year. This is the time that you can do tax planning. It's almost over. You cannot do any tax planning in 2021 for 2020 because the year ended, and all you're then doing is reporting on what happened. And obviously a lot of weird stuff happened in 2020, but hopefully not as bad and weird to your financial picture. But yeah, what we really need to do is take a moment and really focus on taking care of our own business, and being thankful for what we have, and trying to make sure we are thankful of trying to keep what we have. And so that's what we're going to go over today and more.
Right. And I do think we're all wondering what Washington's going to look like once Congress does return to work after the new year. Thankfully, we are hearing some talk, though, that there's some nonpartisan activity taking place. We recently had a chance to speak with Jeff Bush, and Jeff Bush is a partner in the Washington Update. And Eric, we know that Joe Biden has proposed a tax plan, but Jeff Bush says it's unlikely that the president-elect will be able to implement that proposal.
Joe Biden did put forward a plan to increase tax revenues to the federal government by over $4 trillion over the next decade, but it won't go anywhere. Republicans will rediscover their fiscal conservative roots and push back on any tax changes. As a matter of fact, I'd be surprised that the Democrats would be even able to hold their full coalition together, even if it were a true 50-50 type of Senate arrangement.
So the current tax environment isn't permanent. I mean, you've been telling us that for years, Eric. So yeah, there may be some changes in the near future. But right now, how are you helping people take advantage of these tax planning opportunities?
Well, regardless, the Trump tax laws go away in 2026. So do they go away in 2022 or 2026? Right? We know it'll be one of the two.
Right.
And so, yeah, this is a golden opportunity to take advantage of a lot of stuff. And probably 2020 is a little bit more atypical than of course, most, because for a lot of people, maybe they didn't get a bonus. Maybe they were, truly out of work and so forth. I mean, if you had no income or very low income this year, this is a great time to be doing Roth conversions. Take that money and pay almost no tax and make it tax-free for the rest of your lifetime. And, even if you did make a lot of money, I mean, I've got some clients that work at a lot of the, big high-tech firms, and they've done very, very well, but we're still doing Roth conversions. We're still, making stuff pre-tax if we, after tax and then tax-free for the rest of their life if we can, because we know the reality is, like the clip says, will the Republicans become fiscally responsible? Well, they haven't since the 90s, pretty much. I mean, that's back when, we had the balanced budget and all that other stuff. And the Trump tax laws did nothing to balance the budget. And we actually have $7 trillion more. We went from $20 to $27 trillion of national debt just in the last 3 years. So it's not either party who's trying to balance the budget so far. So the reality is, for us, we know taxes will go up. What can you do today? And a Roth conversion can be a great, great way to really protect yourself from that increasing tax environment.
We don't have a crystal ball for everything that Biden's going to do in his administration, but Jeff Bush does anticipate there could be an increase in regulatory control.
Regulatory control is one of those things that our president has almost unilateral authority. And we know President Trump presided over a time period of broad-based deregulation. Well, I fully anticipate that Joe Biden would oversee a time period of broad-based re-regulation. That would be financial services, healthcare, big tech, pharmaceutical, energy, climate. It could be a broad range of significant increases in regulation, and that would have to be factored into market pricing. And generally, the markets aren't big fans of regulatory control. So that certainly is a challenge.
So, Eric, even if policies coming out of Washington are going to present challenges with the market and the economy and all that, how do you help someone create a financial strategy that can be effective in times like this?
Well, the number one key is not to be 100% dependent on the stock market for your retirement. Sadly, with the 401k and 403b, 457, all those types of retirement plans, the stock market is the only option. Stocks and bonds, that's it. And so if you're dependent on those to only do well for your entire retirement, that's, to me, really, really scary. So really what we do with our clients here is we help them diversify into the three types of money. And these three types of money are so critical for people to have. Yet it seems so simple, but you know, we just kind of gone away from it, mainly because the 401k is our number one default device that we use, and the other two types of money aren't there. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is money that can't go away. So this is something guaranteed by either a bank, insurance company, or the U.S. government. Banks and the U.S. government right now, all that's under 1%, so not very attractive. But the insurance options have some really great options right now still. And they even have some that can guarantee lifetime income, which is, you know, really great, because I think that's one of the fears that a lot of people have, is running out of money. Then the second option is steady income. So steady income is something that's not typically in the market, that pays 5, 6, 7%, ideally on a monthly, if not quarterly basis. And again, that gives you cash flow. Even if you're not retired, it gives you cash flow that then can go into the market or go into some other investments. But again, once you hit retirement, you're going to need some cash flow. You're going to need some guaranteed funds to get through those bad years. And then the market money is there for the good years. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems, is people don't have a plan. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we help people build the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that just starts with a phone call. It's a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we find out what your concerns are, what your worries are, and really just find out, you know, if we can help you. And then we can build that blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, no cost, no obligation. And so that's something that's so, so critical right now, especially before year end. So if you want to take us up on that offer, again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is call the phone number and you can leave a message, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. This process going will show you what course you're headed on, you know, what your income plan is now, even if you don't think you have one, you're heading somewhere, right? Just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Jeff Bush is not affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial. The information and opinions presented here are those of Jeff Bush and do not necessarily reflect the views of Heckman Financial.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in all kinds of ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things like that. Eric is here to guide you. So there's a blogger, and he's called Financial Samurai. He raised some eyebrows recently when he laid out some stark numbers that he thinks retirement retirees are going to need to save. He is saying $8 million is what we need to accumulate, Eric. And here's his math. It says, figure out your annual expenses, your desired annual expenses, and then multiply those by 200. Planning for $40,000 a year means you need to have $8 million. Now, that's pretty crazy to me. Do you think that's a little too high to aim?
Yeah, it sounds like very bizarre math, actually, because, I mean, on $8 million, that should be putting off $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
At 5%, and that's not even talking about taking out principal and such. So, yeah, I don't think the numbers are that high. I don't exactly get what he was doing there, but, you know, really, that is always an often asked question, though, is what? How much do I need to have saved for retirement? And the answer is, I can't tell you, because it depends on what you like to do. I mean, I had a client several years ago who, you know, started working with me, and she just wanted to do a little bit of planning, and we looked at her stuff, and she'd already paid off her house. She pretty much only gardens and does stuff at the house and, you know, doesn't really like to travel because she had to travel for work. And so she could live on like $2,000 or $3,000 a month pretty much and, you know, be fine. And there's other people that I'm barely getting by because I only have $10,000 a month, you know. So it's very different depending on your standard of living, right? And what you're planning on doing and so forth. So it's always nice to have some sort of goal. But the problem is if you reach your goal and it's a bad goal, right? So it used to be like $1 million sounded like so much money, right? Now, you know, you look at that and you kind of go, well, you know, it depends on how much you're getting from Social Security and other sources. It may not be quite enough. You might need to, you know, have more like two or three. So, again, it really depends on where you're living, what the cost of living is, right? What's your standard of living? So I think it's a little bit better to plan on how much income can I be taking out. So just run your monies out and see if you're getting enough income, and then you know you're good. But not be focused on that dollar number as much.
Right. So the rules of thumb, like the 4% rule of thumb, and I guess he was trying to figure like a 0.5% rule of thumb. I don't know what he was trying to do. But anyway, those we don't necessarily have to rely on. But how do you help someone figure out that strategy for taking their withdrawals from their accounts? Walk us through that, please, Eric.
So really, the only way to really do it is run your numbers out with an income plan. So an income plan sounds simple, but and there's a lot of stuff probably online you can find. But, you know, as you're getting closer to retirement, probably I'd say 5 to 10 years away for sure. That's when you need a really detailed income plan. And really what the income plan should say is, okay, I've got all these different types of money, right? So I've got normal dollars in my bank account or maybe my investment account. I've got 401k, IRA dollars. Those are all taxable, right? Then Social Security. Well, that may be only 85% taxable, not state taxable, depending on your state. And so there's all these different types of monies, you know, Roth IRA, tax-free, right? So there's all this stuff. And so how do you do all this very easily? Well, you know, you need some decent software to really run that and show you, okay, how's that money going to be coming out after tax? And then also, what's my inflation going to be? And, you know, there's a couple of things. A lot of times people say, oh, we have to inflate, you know, your money all by, you know, this certain rate, or it's going to double over this period of time. But some things don't change. The main one, your mortgage. You know, if you refinance the mortgage and it's locked in for the next 20 or 30 years, there's no inflation on that. So in a way, it actually gets cheaper. So really what you have to do is kind of run the numbers. Don't have to get super, super massive analytical down to, you know, how much do you spend on coffee every week or, you know, something like that. I'm not a big fan of getting that detailed. But, you know, just in general, okay, let's look at these numbers. And then also let's make sure we remember stuff. Probably number one thing people forget is healthcare. People forget that you have to pay for Medicare supplements and Medicare premiums and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then if you're going to retire pre-65, well, boy, you better really add up a bunch of money in there for taxes. So, yeah, once you've looked at all that stuff, you know, that's when you can really say, oh, okay, this is how much I need and this is how long my money's going to last. And if it runs out when you're 95, that's probably more than okay. I mean, it's nicer to make it go past 100. But if it runs out when you're 75, well, ouch. Time to go back to the drawing board and rethink some stuff, some timing or how much you're saving and so forth. So, you know, that's really what an income plan does. And, you know, it's something we can do for you as a listener here. We can actually do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we do the income plan. Then we look at your investments and are they going to be able to put out that income? Then look at the tax ramifications between now and retirement and throughout retirement to see how can you lower your taxes for the rest of your life. And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we can have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we're not charging a planning fee. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about retiring today in today's environment, and interest rates are sort of a double-edged sword when it comes to the world of finances because they're really helpful for borrowers. But MarketWatch says that the low interest rates mean that, you know, it's going to take obviously more purchasing power to maintain your standard of living in retirement. So how do you help your retirees plan around the low interest rates in retirement, Eric?
Wow, yeah. When I was in college, I was working at Security Pacific Bank, which got eaten up by B of A. But I was shocked at one point because all of a sudden the savings accounts were no longer 5%. They'd been 5% for as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now, 0.01, right, or something if you're lucky. And so, yeah, it's great for mortgages, horrible for bonds and putting money in the bank. Now, you need to have some money, liquid access. You need to have something that's there for, you know, that rainy day fund. So you still need to have some in the bank. Ideally, maybe put it in an online bank that earns a tiny bit more interest right now, but not much, but at least something more. Really, what you have to do, though, is if you're using the traditional part of what we call foundational money. So foundational money is stuff that doesn't go away. And so, you know, that's usually insurance companies, U.S. treasuries, or banks. U.S. treasuries are super, super low, and same with banks. So really, the only place to have some good guaranteed money now is insurance companies. And insurance companies, historically, they've paid about 1% to 2% higher than banks, and sadly, they still are. So 1% to 2% more than not much is still better. And, you know, it's still better than nothing, right? And so, you know, that's one place to be looking at. And really, the other part, reason people put money in bonds in their stock portfolio, in their market money, is, again, to have lower volatility. Well, guess what? Those bond rates are super low, too. And bonds go down, bond values go down when interest rates go up, or they go, you know, the flip side, the other direction. Well, if we're already at zero, pretty much, you know, there's no way for the bonds to jump up anymore in value because there's no way to lower the rates. So that means that all bonds are either going to earn nothing or lose value when rates go up. Well, that's a pretty awful dilemma, right?
Right.
For savers and investors in them. And so that's where some of these products that are from insurance companies that are foundational, they actually can pay a rate based on various stock indexes and then still protect you and guarantee your principal, actually even more protected than a bond would, truly guarantee it. So, you know, there are options out there. It's just you got to get a little bit more creative and just blindly doing an old school 60-40 fund or one of those target date funds. You may be missing the boat on how you can make some of that money on at least that bond side, earn a little bit more.
A CNBC survey says that about 42% of Americans say they really don't actively monitor their investments, you know, to make sure that they're diversified. How do you help your retirees get to the bottom of what's going on with their portfolio?
Yeah, well, ostrich planning is not always the best, right?
Ostrich planning.
Yeah, sticking your head in the sand and hoping it's all okay. I remember in 08, 09, where some people just said, I just stopped opening my statements and now I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it. It's like, what? You know.
Can't do that.
You know, just not going to the dentist anymore doesn't mean your teeth are going to be healthy. So what you really need to do is you need to find out what's going on, right? If you want to, you can actually go on wealthcreatorradio.com, and there's actually, when you click through to the wealthcreatorradio.com's page, you'll actually see a risk score questionnaire that you can take. But, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, what can you do and what are the options out there and where are you headed to, just give us a call and we can set up a time to talk. That's a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we just find out what your worries, what your concerns, and then we can go from there. But, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare.
That is country music legend George Jones with a pretty accurate description of how most of us want our retirement today. Eric, there's a new survey out that says about 60% of baby boomers who are still working right now plan to keep on working in retirement. They want to stay active and engaged. Do you have clients like that who are talking like that? And what is the reason behind keeping a job in retirement?
Well, I agree with the rocking chair part and the working part. The other part about the Medicare, you know, people really do want that Medicare still.
I think so, too. So, that's exactly what I thought.
So actually, literally, one reason I have some clients working is just for that, is for healthcare.
Okay.
So some people, I've got one client that she retired up into Bend, Oregon, where a lot of, I think it's almost all half full of ex-Californians, and and she was working for HP in a pretty high stress kind of higher level job, and she just wanted some sort of office job that she could come in and go home and not check her email and not care, and that would give her health care. And it took her a little while actually to find one that she liked up there, but she did get it. And because the problem was she was only 58 when she retired, and the health insurance can be insanely expensive. I mean, at least $1,000 or more per person, until you hit that 65 magic Medicare number. I've got some other ones that, like they've just worked at sporting events like, the Arena for the Sharks or Levi Stadium and for all the concerts and events and sports. And, it's just something to get out of the house and have some fun and do some stuff. And then a lot of times it's also just, for things that they want to do, and so it can be a good way to go. The hard part is lots of times you may not be able to physically do it. And so the scary part is when people plan on making sure they're working and then all of a sudden they have some health issue that prevents them from working. So that'd be probably the biggest caution is you may think you're going to be able to work and make some money and not have to need as much, but you also might not be able to. So don't count on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't count on it. I mean, only do it if you want to, right? Don't have to have that income. Now, I want to talk about, for those people who do decide to keep working in retirement, how is that going to impact things like Social Security or Medicare?
So it depends on the age. That's the big, huge one. Mm-hmm. And so Social Security, massive, massive effect before your FRA, which is your full retirement account. And so right now, we're in the last year of everybody who's 66, where they get the Social Security, then it's starting to phase into 67. If you start working and you take Social Security early, meaning any time before that 66 or 67 age number, then you're going to have an earnings restriction. And it changes every year, so it's around 18,000 or so. And so what happens is if you make more than that from earned income, meaning stuff that, you know, that you're paying Social Security tax and Medicare tax on, then what they're going to do is for every $2 over that you make, you're going to lose $1 of Social Security. Well, for a lot of people, once you make probably, you know, 50,000-ish range, 60,000, you're going to probably have given back all of your Social Security, but locked in the penalty for starting early. Not good. So, yeah, you really don't want to be taking Social Security early before that. For Medicare, it really doesn't matter, except for there is Medicare premiums are based on your income. And so if all of a sudden you have too high of an income, then guess what? Your Medicare premiums may double, triple, or quadruple. So that's another little gotcha. It doesn't show up on your tax return. It's not technically a tax, but it's based on your income tax level. So smells like a duck, walks like a duck, right? So, so that's one of those things where, yeah, you also have to be very careful. So now the flip side, if you're 70 plus and you're still working, which I actually have a lot of clients that just love to work, or I swear one, I don't think his wife wants him home. So, you know, I think he has to keep working. One weird part about Social Security is once you're over 70, there is no reason to not take Social Security. I mean, you know, just get the money. But if you're replacing Social Security as your highest 35 years, if you're replacing this last year with a year from, you know, maybe you're a paper boy or whatever it was way back when, your Social Security could actually go up. When you're working past 70, because of what they're going to do is they're going to recalculate that all. And so it is a little bit interesting on how that all plays out.
So this is what you do. You help retirees every single day decide when would be the optimal time for them to claim their Social Security benefits. It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what we do is we build that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously part of the income plan is when to take Social Security, what tax ramifications you have of taking certain incomes or doing certain things at certain times. And then where else can you get the income from your investments? So really that all plays together. And so, you know, one thing is lots of times people say, well, I don't know if I should be doing the planning or if this is right for me or not. And, you know, really the big thing would be is just, you know, take 15 to 30 minutes of our time and we can, you know, be on a phone call or even a Zoom call and just, you know, find out what your concerns are, what your worries are. And then we can talk and go from there. But again, there's no cost for doing the actual phone call. And we'll actually even now do that blueprint showing you what path you're on today. Again, for the radio listeners, for no cost. And so that's something you want to take advantage of. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Turns out one of the biggest expenses that you need to prepare for in retirement is taxes. Do you recommend people just saving, having like an account for their taxes, or maybe are there some other strategies they could think about?
Well, I mean, it depends on what time frame. I mean, one thing is when people are first retiring, they're always freaked out. Okay, how do I pay taxes? Because I don't have withholding anymore. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you can withhold even on Social Security. You know, you can have money withheld anytime you're getting money out of your IRAs and other things. Now, the hard part is, like, I have one client who she doesn't get much Social Security, but luckily she bought some real estate a long time ago and she gets really good rental income. Well, there's no way to withhold on that rental income. So you may very well have to be filing quarterly payments where you have to send in that money every quarter. You really want to look at everything and see, okay, how am I invested? You know, what types of things should I be doing tax-wise? So, yeah, one is just the logistics of, you know, sending in the money. But the other big part is, you know, should you be doing a Roth conversion? Should you be taking money out and doing something different with it? And so lots of times people are just giving the horrible advice, often from CPAs and accountants, where they just say, oh, defer your tax. And, oh, my gosh, now it's not 70 and a half. Now it's 72. So you get even another year or two before you have to pay the tax on your IRAs and 401ks. Oh, well, that may be fine advice for this year or next year, but that could be horrible advice in the long run because you're going to go from a low bracket to a monster bracket once that all kicks in. So really, lots of times, the better answer is to be paying a little bit of tax now. Take some money from that tax-deferred money if it's at a low bracket. And if you don't need more of it, and you still have, say, maybe $20,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, geez, take some money, convert it to Roth, and boom. Now that money is going to never be taxed again in your lifetime. And even whomever you leave it to will not pay the tax on that money. So, you know, let's get rid of the tax man as fast as we can. I mean, that has to be one of the big things going forward, because there is no politician that's talking about paying our bills. Nobody's talking about paying down the debt or having all these problems with Medicare and Social Security being underfunded. These aren't even being addressed by any political party. So, you know, that's one of those things where there is going to be a day of reckoning at some point. And so the more you can put into Roth, the way more protected you'll be. You know, again, if you want to get actually a report about taxes and, you know, get a little bit more information about how taxes affect you and are you paying too much, we actually have a great other way that you can get a hold of that is by just texting the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right over to you. And of course, you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for lots more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
The Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant, always here to give you solid, independent advice. So here we are, ready to get some more advice from you, Eric. We're going to take some questions from retirees on the streets, and these are questions that are top of mind. So you ready to do this?
Yep, let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Hey, so my buddy down the street keeps bringing up this investment over and over and over again. He's excited about it. He swears by it. I'm interested, but I'm also concerned because I really don't know a whole lot about it. So what would be the best way to research something like that? Because I've always heard that you should always understand what you're investing in.
Yeah, so that's something definitely that you hear a lot, right? Somebody says, oh, you should be buying this or you should be doing this. And sometimes they work and sometimes they blow up massively and they're very ugly. And, you know, a lot of times they're not appropriate for your situation either. So, yeah, I think the hardest part about that is back in the dot-com days, you know, everybody was giving you, you know, financial advice, your gardener, your hairstylist, whatever, right? Everybody's like, here's a hot stock tip. And then, of course, you know, the great dot-com bust happened and, you know, most all of those things went to, you know, to nothing. You definitely have to know what you're investing in. And so read, you know, the stupid, horrible prospectus, at least look at that, at least check that out. Or first of all, why that? I mean, why is that one, that whatever, way better than everything else out there to invest in? You know, do you have that money to lose? I mean, is it stuff that you're okay with losing? And then, you know, look at how is it going to affect things? I mean, how are you going to get back out of it, good or bad? So lots of times people just kind of blindly buy stuff and then they have no exit strategy. You know, it's kind of like you jumped on a boat and then you're like, I think this boat's going where I want to go, but I'm not sure. Right? And,
yeah.
And so then, okay, now how are you going to get off if it's the wrong place? Yeah, you want to know this stuff ahead of time and have that plan. So be careful when you... you know, have a buddy saying this or that. Lots of times I've found probably more often than not, those things don't work than do work.
All right, we're taking questions from retirees. Here's another one for you, Eric.
I'm a freelancer, and I've always had enough income, but I don't have a company 401k that I can contribute to. So what are some options for me when it comes to saving for retirement? I'm 47, so I do have some time, but I don't want to put it off any longer.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, I mean, tons now in the so-called gig economy, right, where they're not in the 401ks, you know, type in, you know, environment. So they're getting 1099s, you know, maybe they're delivery drivers or whatever it is. And so, yeah, you have to know what's out there. You can do a solo 401k. So what that basically is it's one where you just set it up and you're the only person for your company. So you can, you know, do pretty much the same rules as a 401k. And so it allows you to go up to that 19,000 if you're under 50, or if you're 50 and up, you can go up to 26,000. So, you know, that's a great way to go. The hard part is, you know, do you want to be doing pre-tax or do you want to do after-tax? So do you want to do traditional or Roth? You know, if you're doing a traditional, that means you get the tax write-off today, which of course everybody loves. But if you get a tax write-off on 10 grand and then that 10 grand becomes 50 at retirement and you owe the taxes all on that 50K, and what if that tax rate's higher then? Yikes, right? You have no choice. You have no options. There's no way out of it. And so, yeah, if you want to do some Roth stuff, you can actually do that too. And so, yeah, there's, again, it always, you know, I hate having to always kind of go back to the same answer, but, you know, it's that evil four-letter word, right? The plan, right? You have to have some sort of plan. So, again, you know, where's your money today? Yeah, how much can you put away? And then, yeah, there's things like SEP IRAs, 401ks, and the solo 401k, of course, I was talking about there. And there's also other ways to put money away into other tax-efficient investments. So, again, that goes down to, like, how much liquidity do you need? Because especially if you have your own business, you might need access to some of that stuff. So there's a lot more nuance than sometimes people think about. And so that's what you really want to do, is figure out what's the best plan for you, and but do it in the context of a plan. And so, you know, if you have that blueprint to worry less wealth that we do here at Heckman Financial, yeah, we would be able to say, okay, well, here's how you're going to get income in retirement. So this is how much money you need to be investing. And here's the tax strategies that we should be implementing today going forward. And then look at the healthcare issues. Also, if you're self-employed, there may be some great healthcare benefits that you can take advantage of. And then also, of course, who's going to get your funds at the end with whatever legacy plan you have. So, yeah, we want to look at all that all together. And normally, we've been charging a $1,500 planning fee. We've been waiving that now. And with all these COVID times, making things easier. So we just want to show how you're going to have that money grow and build. And then, yeah, down the road, yeah, we can take that money out and, you know, have a good retirement, right? And that's what this is all about. But again, if you want to take advantage of that offer, it starts with just a simple phone call. Yeah, no obligation, no cost. All we do is sit and talk for 15, you know, 20, 30 minutes and find out what's your situation, answer any questions. And then if it makes sense to keep going from there, we'll do that. So again, if you want to take advantage of that offer, just give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Of course, Heckman Financial is right here in the Silicon Valley area. We're taking questions from retirees on the street, and here's another one for you, Eric.
Oh, lately, all the negative news has just been overwhelming, and I just want to tune everything out. But I know it's really important to stay informed. What should I do?
Yeah, there is so much negative press out there and all that. And, you know, there's a lot of just junk about, you know, stocks and bonds. And, you know, the media has to do something to make it interesting, right? So, you know, you got Jim Cramer yelling and screaming, buy this, sell this, buy this, sell this. And it's like, what about your advice from yesterday? Oh, ignore that, because that was yesterday. It's like, what? Hold on. You know what? You have to change everything every day? That makes no sense, right? So, yeah, you got to tone down all that stuff. And you know, you don't want to do ostrich financial planning, you know, where you stick your head in the sand and, you know, just don't look at your statements. That's not good. But you want to do a little bit of a balance, right? You want to check out your portfolio. You do want to get some information. You know, one of the things that we've been doing here at Heckman Financial during all this, you know, change in culture or whatever you want to call it that 2020 has brought about is, you know, we do have a lot of webinars. And, you know, there's a lot of webinars on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a lot of those are just very educational stuff. So, you know, if you just want to learn about stuff, I think that's a great way to go is just learning about concepts, learning about things. But watching, you know, buy this stock, sell this stock, all that type of stuff, oh my gosh, yeah, that stuff will just drive you nuts and you know, just freak you out and make you worry about everything, right? So, yeah, I would totally try to stay away from some of that. But, you know, again, knowledge is pretty much the big key. And we do have, you know, some tax strategy seminars for the, you know, that we're doing for webinars, I should say, for the end of the year. And, you know, and so again, if you want to register for one of those, yeah, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and, you know, find out what should you be doing tax wise before the year end. So anything you can do to educate yourself more about financial matters is very, very good. And I think that's something that people need more than they should. And they're not, you know, they're paying attention to TMZ or other, you know, stuff and, you know, reading some stuff about finance may be boring, but, you know, it also may be very good for you. So just do it a little bit. And then, you know, once you get that education, you'll be way better off.
Right. I love that, that this is something, a way that you guys have coped with COVID and you're now doing the webinars. So just head to their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and select from the various different topics that they have there for you. All right, Eric, one final question. Here you go.
Our youngest will be finishing high school next year, and it's really hitting me because I'm not sure we've saved enough for the future. We've just been so busy with life that we haven't thought much about retirement. What should we do first?
Well, I guess make sure that kid makes a lot of money.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
To take care of you, because, yeah, there's financial aid for college, but there's no financial aid for retirement. I've got two in college. This is my only evil year.
Yeah.
So not intentionally, but we have, you know, three boys and they're spaced out over seven school years. So this is the only overlap year. Mm. But, you know, it is definitely super expensive and crazy expensive. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I see a lot of people helping their kids and especially even at older ages. I mean, I see people raiding their retirement accounts to help their grown kids, you know, buy a house or do something else, and then they run out of money. And that's just, you know, that's not right. So you struggled, you had a hard time getting all this money. They can do that too. You know, it's more, you gotta, like the airlines, you know, always say, you know, take care of you first and then put your mask on somebody else, right? And you really need to do that with retirement too, because yeah, I see way too many people really doing it wrong. I mean, really helping out their kids too much. So, and one of the things we've come up with is actually a really great report on taxes and retirement. So, you know, if you wanted to get a copy of that, you can actually just text the word taxes, you know, T-A-X-E-S, right? Taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there online.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that, or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own, and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own, and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener, and, you know, he had two IRAs, and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs. And he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically of by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding. You know, but I've also seen some other people where they've done other things, like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody, or they just did it on their own and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation, where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And and so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long. And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.